This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Thousands of people are without power while others are preparing for high waters after Tropical Storm Barry has made its landfall and is headed its way through Louisiana. The storm came ashore early Saturday as a Category 1 hurricane, the first hurricane of the 2019 season. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says that the slow-moving storm could continue to dump rain upstream of New Orleans, and residents should be prepared for high waters flowing down the Mississippi.
Nobody should look out their door and say, well, the water isn't rising now, so I think they're overestimating it. This is going to happen not just as rain falls in the immediate vicinity over the next number of hours, but as rain falls north as well, because all of that rain is going to flow south.
Edwards and President Donald Trump have both declared a state of emergency for the state of Louisiana. Authorities say a widespread power shortage in Manhattan has left businesses in the dark with elevator power early Saturday evening at much of Rockefeller Center and reached the Upper West Side, including many of the city's theaters, Times Square, and Broadway. The Metropolitan Transportation Authority tweeted that there were outages at various underground subway stations. The MTA said it's working with Consolidated Edison to determine the cause. Fire officials have asked people to call emergency lines only in the event of a true emergency. Con Edison said on its website that nearly 44,000 customers were without power. Councilman Corey Johnson, who represents Hell's Kitchen neighborhood on the west side, told CNN that Con Edison's West 49th Street substation experienced what he called a major disturbance. The outage comes on the anniversary of the 1977 New York City blackout. This is VOA News. Authorities in Somalia say the death toll from Friday's attack on a hotel in the southern port city of Kismayo climbed to 33 Saturday. The president of the Jubaland Regional Administration said another 56 people were wounded. AP correspondent Andrew Meldrum reports Al-Shabaab has taken responsibility for the attack.
Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility. They were pushed out of Mogadishu and other major cities several years ago, but they still maintain a large presence in Somalia in the rural areas, and they carry out frequent suicide bombings and hotel attacks in the capital and now, as we see, in other important cities in Somalia.
Somali President Mohamed Abdullahi Farmajo has described the attack as one of the wicked and cowardly attacks by terrorists against the Somali people. Tens of thousands of Sudanese flooded the streets of the capital city Khartoum and other cities Saturday to mark 40 days since the deadly dispersal of a protest sit-in. The Justice First marches were called by the Sudanese Professionals Association, which has been spearheading the protests since December. Those demonstrations led to the military ouster of autocratic President Omar al-Bashir in April. The marches marked 40 days since the dispersal of the pro-democracy protesters' sit-in outside military headquarters in Khartoum. Protest organizers say security forces killed at least 128 people during the dispersal and subsequent crackdown. Authorities, however, put the death toll at 61. Clashes broke out between police and some protesters at the end of a several thousand-strong march in Hong Kong on Saturday. Police used pepper spray and batons to disperse the crowd as fleeing protesters scrambled over each other. As AP's Charles de Ledesma reports, the violence followed a largely peaceful protest.
The terrorists' latest march passed by temporarily shuttered pharmacies and cosmetic shops that are popular with Chinese tourists and traders who bring back goods to sell in the mainland. This and earlier protests against an extradition bill have a common refrain. Hong Kong's government is not addressing citizens' concerns. The city's leader, Carrie Lam, has pledged to listen to the people, but many protesters want her to resign. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents are expected to launch a nationwide operation Sunday aimed at arresting immigrants in the country who are facing deportation. The campaign was confirmed Friday by President Donald Trump. It's expected to focus on hundreds of families in cities including Chicago, Miami, Los Angeles, and New York. I'm David Berg, VOA News.
Best music today.